So this is the fun part of it all, where I get to try and do this without preparing. So I'll try to go through these somewhat quickly. There's different categories that we have here. There's one question here about shock treatments, and that's very old school, and I'd be happy to talk to whoever asked this question afterwards, because it doesn't apply very much to today. There's a question, is depression a malady or a disease, or is it a spiritual or psychological disorder? And that's a very good question, and I know that my uncle will take care of that, or at least address it tomorrow, so I'm going to leave that one for him. The next question is, why does a doctor dare to prescribe a medication when the doctor does not know that this will be beneficial? Well, we do it all the time. Basically every medicine. That's the long and short of it, I guess. We know that medicines work whatever percent of the time, 60% for depression, for high blood pressure. We know that not every person will respond to every medicine. But we choose the ones that are, that we know as to be the most beneficial, that have the least side effects. And for depression, that's why we use those medicines. I mean, it did work 60% of the time, so that's actually not that bad of a number. And then there's other specific medications that you would be prepared to advise and prescribe. And unfortunately, in today's world, the insurance companies pretty much tell me what I can do for the most part. So we go with what the insurance says they'll cover in conjunction with what they've heard works well. Essentially, all of the ones that affect serotonin, they're pretty much all the same, and some people respond to some people respond to others. There's small chemical differences between them. So everyone has their favorite ones, and you just go from there. Then there's some questions about children and teenagers and things like that. It says, at what age can depression start in a child? And then there's a question about, in today's world and with many pressures that affect young people, do you see a rise in the number of young people who are depressed? And those are very good questions, and I'm not sure I have the best of answers for them. The question is, it really gets down to, are young people more depressed these days, or do we just recognize it better? Is it simply a fact that in the 60s or 70s or whenever, if you were depressed, no one said anything about it to anybody? Nowadays, it's more common, it's more accepted. So, do we just recognize it more, or is it truly happening more often? And I don't know if I have the answer to that. It's probably a little bit of both. It says, speak more of the possible differences of symptoms manifested as a teenager opposed to an adult. And this gets to the problem as well. The symptoms in a teenager are things like irritability, ornery, sleeping a lot, which sounds about like 99% of the teenagers you'll ever run across. So it's real hard to determine what's normal teenager behavior from moving from being a child to adult, and all the pressures that and all the changes that occur there, with what truly is childhood depression. I do not make that diagnosis. I don't feel comfortable doing it. I will send them to someone, a psychiatrist or some counselor or something else, because it's just too hard to make that distinction, what is normal teenager kind of annoying behavior versus what is actually depression. And I'm not terribly comfortable using medicines with kids as well, so I try to hold off until they get to be the adult age. Let's see here. Is the relapse usually worse after a major depressive episode? And that answer is either yes or no. I don't think there's a pattern either way with that one. And then, do you recommend those SSRIs, that's the medications that affect serotonin, to begin all depressive therapy? And for the most part, yes, simply because they tend to be the most tolerated. The old antidepressants had all sorts of side effects, and people would stop them very quickly after using them because of the side effects. So these tend to be tolerated better, so that's why we use them. And for the most part, they're safe. We don't have to do very much monitoring of anything when they're on it. It says, what natural things can you do to increase serotonin without using medicine? And I don't think there's not much by way of natural therapy for that. There's a question, please address the role of exercise and diet for the depressed person. Exercise, when I think of exercise, it's just more of getting back to your daily routine and doing normal daily activities. I'm not sure if there's, if I prescribe, do some exercise, you'll get better. But doing anything that gets you back in the normal routine, whether it's, if, like I said, if you used to like to bowl, force yourself to go bowling, those kind of activities. So I would say yes, exercise would help that way, but I'm not sure that just prescribing exercise will make it better. And diet, I know of nothing that will improve depression simply by changing your diet. And then this last question is actually kind of interesting, and I think whoever wrote this probably will benefit from being here tomorrow, and I don't necessarily have an answer for this either. The question is, who wants to let your friends and relatives know when someone is suffering from depression? It may be easier to suffer alone, which is an interesting thought, and I would probably recommend that you come back tomorrow and hear what we have to say. So with that, unless anyone has anything else. So let's close with prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, we come unto thee in the end of this day. We thank thee, Lord, for being with us in this day. Lord, we thank thee for our health and strength. Help us to always be mindful that these things come from thee. Help us to not take them for granted. Lord, we thank thee for the comfort of knowing that thou dost give and send all things. We know that thou dost send health, and sometimes thou dost send sickness. Lord, we pray that thou wilt give comfort to those who are sick or sorrowing or depressed. Help them to know the comfort of the realization, Lord, that everything comes from thee, and that because of that fact, it all works together for our good. Be with us on our homeward way, and forgive the sins that we have committed. For Jesus' sake alone do we pray. Amen.